T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Good Monday. All right, Congressman Mo Brooks was with us I don't know how many times now, and just nobody better that is skilled to give, I think, a reasonable inside look at what's happening nationwide. He sits into briefings from the CDC, National Institutes of Health, and Department of Homeland Security on the coronavirus. He joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Congressman, welcome back.
Good morning. By the way, I heard that Chuck Todd series of questions.
Yes.
That is the height of dumbness. His comments and questions, but we'll go past that.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
Tell
us why you say that.
Absolutely, Jimmy Carter was responsible for what happened in Iran. He was the commander-in-chief of our military forces and had the obligation to defend our embassies around the world. There are plenty of warning signs that that was in jeopardy. If he couldn't defend them, he should have withdrawn our people from there, or he should have put in more troops. One thing. And then to compare the coronavirus originating in China with that debacle in Iran is another bad statement. And then for Chuck Todd to suggest that perhaps China being communist and closed and dictatorial is good rather than bad, that was incredibly dumb. But that's Chuck Todd.
So what is Mo Brooks' biggest takeaway, since you actually get the briefings, about where we are right now?
That the Democrats, to a very large degree, are trying to cause panic. They're trying to hurt our economy. The news media is piling on, but of course, that's the communications wing of the Democratic Party. And they are doing this primarily for political reasons. The coronavirus is negligible risk to anyone who is less than, say, 50, 55, who has a properly functioning immune system. Elderly people or people with compromised immune systems, yes, they need to take precaution. But the rest of us, it's going to be like the flu that you normally get if you get it. Some people get it and some won't. But for them to do what they're doing to the economy by exaggerating the risk factor, that is hyper-partisan and it's a betrayal of our country.
Are you happy, though, with the rollout of the test kits? Or do you think that's unnecessary to have a million test kits out there?
Well, let's talk about that for a second. What do the test kits do? They divulge whether or not someone has the coronavirus. Well, there's no treatment for it. So it doesn't affect the person who's got the coronavirus. And presumably people who are sick, who have a contagious disease, who are coughing a lot, they're already being separated to some degree from society. They're staying at home. They're doing what you would normally do when you have an illness. So it would be good to know that you have the coronavirus, so COVID-19, since this is a strain of a coronavirus. But from a practical standpoint, it does not affect the outcome very much at all.
Well, do you think then the market is driven by the media? These are people that have to make decisions, right? Making their own judgments. Why would they be driven by the media?
Well, okay, the economy, and I'm going to have the stock market as a subpart of the economy, is based to a large degree on psyche. If you feel things are going to go
right,
well, regardless of whether they go well or not, if you feel like they're going to go well, then they're more apt to go well. Stocks are more apt to go up. if you start feeling pessimistic, then you're going to, in turn, help bring about the very bad thing that you that caused your pessimism. And so to a very large degree, to the extent that the media is able to hype what's going on with coronavirus, then they can have an adverse effect on the economy as people be less optimistic. They tend to grasp whatever it is they have and hold on to it as opposed to investing it and taking the risk that's associated with making even more money for themselves and their families. And so you can have that kind of cascading effect. But let me also emphasize, too, a big part of today's drop in the stock market has nothing to do whatsoever with the coronavirus. That's with a 30%, roughly speaking, drop in oil prices. So that's the cause of today's big drop with the Saudis deciding to do what they can do to manipulate the market to cut oil prices by about 30%. So there's a lot of energy production in the United States that is adversely affected, and that in turn drives down the stock market because that is a big part of our economy.
Is there anything, though, that you're on the inside of this, getting the briefings, and I agree with what you've said so far, is there anything that concerns you on the horizon with this? Anything more that should be done? Or do you feel this is pretty buttoned up and they're doing the right things, the Trump administration?
Well, the Trump administration is doing what they can do, okay? There's no stopping the coronavirus, the COVID-19 strain. That's just the nature of this particular type of virus, okay? So can we slow it down a little bit by quarantining? Yeah, but it's still going to circulate throughout the American society, much like it's going to circulate amongst the peoples of the world. There is no stopping it, much like you can't stop the flu. You can't stop the common cold, okay? There is human interaction, so it's going to happen. The key is what happens after people get it. And according to the briefing that I got last Thursday morning from the people who are charged with the responsibility to know all this stuff, with the Center for Disease Control, the National Institute for Health, the Department of Homeland Security, and a half dozen other agencies, they were saying that the overall fatality rate will be in the neighborhood of 0.1% to 1%. That's much like the flu. The flu is generally thought to be in the neighborhood of 0.1%. Now, time will tell. But if you're younger, if you're middle age and you're healthy and you don't have any immune system problems, then you really have an infinitesimally low risk of fatality associated with this disease. The elderly folks in American society and those who have immunity deficiencies, they are the ones who need to take extra precautions in order to ensure that they don't get it. Now, the rest of us, of course, we need to assist in that process and minimize our contact with those people who are apt to suffer a higher fatality rate because of their age or because of their immunity deficiencies.
I would expect then Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden would not continue campaigning.
Well, they are at risk. For that matter, the United States Senate is at risk.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. There are a lot of elderly people in the United States Senate.
Yes.
Not all of them use canes and walkers, but there are a lot of older ones. And so they need to take extra precautions. They might need to minimize their contact with people in society, much like the Speaker of the House. She's upper 70s. She's in that at-risk category, along with the majority leader. He's also, Steny Hoyer, in that at-risk category. So they need to take extra precautions. But you and me and the rest of society, we need to keep functioning as we have been functioning and don't pay any attention to the news media except to the extent that we take the necessary precautions to minimize the chance that we get it or that if we do get it, that we communicate it to others. You know, I was at the CPAC convention in Washington 10 days ago, and I interacted with Paul Gosar. I haven't seen Ted Cruz since then. I've interacted with the CPAC staff who was exposed to the person that had the coronavirus, and I haven't given one second of concerning thought about that kind of interaction. I'm not going to close down my office. I'm not going to not go to Washington, D.C., because even if you could minimize the risk from being at the Conservative Political Action Committee meeting in Washington, there were thousands of people there, it's going to get permeated throughout our society anyways. That's just how contagious this particular virus is. So just plan on doing the things that you should do when you catch a flu. If you catch it.
Congressman, thank you. Thanks very much for jumping in today. We always enjoy having you on here in Philadelphia.
My pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.